Oh, that's right. It's Wednesday afternoon, July 30th. I can't believe this month. One more day and this month is gone. Today, it is my great pleasure to have with us Carrie Bolt, who is the Veterans Affairs Officer for Lawrence and for Greenwood. You know, if you've been to the fabulous Veterans Center down there in Uptown Greenwood, where the old library is, you know, a lot of work has gone on to make this happen. And Carrie Bolt is one of the instigators of this, I guess we could say. How you doing today, Carrie Bolt?
I'm great, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good. How are, everything is in fast motion going forward as you get ready for the Hall of Heroes, the 10th annual Hall of Heroes in Lawrence. And then this is, which one do we have? The third annual Hall of Heroes right here in Greenwood. Are you at all busy, Carrie?
Slightly.
Slightly?
Slightly.
Are you going to be on good behavior today, Carrie?
I'm trying my best. I've drank two pots of coffee, so I'm trying to be good.
Trying to be good. Okay.
Yes,
all right. Well, I was just wondering. But, you know, big programs to put together for both. One on Saturday, that's in Lawrence, and that one in Lawrence is on Saturday at what time?
4
p.m. And then the one here in Greenwood is on Sunday at 3 p.m. So I tell you what, these are awesome ceremonies to go to. How did they all come about, Carrie?
10 years ago in Lawrence, I had two World War II veterans attack me outside the courthouse, historical courthouse in Lawrence, and they said they wanted to see things changed. So I went back and I looked at the two gentlemen's their military history. One man was a highly decorated Navy man who had served in World War II in Korea. And the other gentleman was a World War II Army veteran. And the thing was, nobody knew of their military history, especially of Mr. Garrett, who was the man from the Army side of the house. He was a recipient of 3 Bronze Stars for Valor and a Silver Star, but everybody knew him as a farmer.
And, you know, that is the whole theme of the Hall of Heroes, that you don't know who walks amongst you that has served our country. You know, last year when I went to the Hall of Heroes here in Greenwood, the auctioneer, who is he's an auctioneer. God, his name just went out of my mind. He's been on the show. I cannot think of his name. Hello. He's been a prisoner of war during World War II. He has an antique store up there on 25.
Now you got me all tore about. I know.
Okay.
Who you're talking.
Yes, all right. It'll come to me here, I hope, in a few minutes, because I'm highly embarrassed being an auctioneer myself. But I did not know that he had been a prisoner of war during World War II. And that was one of the things that came out. Then we had him on the show. And he just loves to talk. We had a great time with him. But I would have never known that if I hadn't been to the Hall of Heroes and found this out. So that is one of the great things. People walk amongst us every day who have done phenomenal things, and yet we never know it.
Yes, ma'am. That's the main thing we try to show every year is, you know, look at the great things that people have done, not only in the military, but also back here for the community.
Sure.
That's the main objective.
Yes. So this ceremony here, it's going to be very moving. The one here in Greenwood, of course, the one in Lawrence will be too. But those of you that can come to this ceremony, you are going to be amazed at the people that are going to be there. This year, there will be 17 inductees. It will be at the Lander University Cultural Center. And it is it's a big ceremony, a lot of pomp and circumstance, the kind of stuff you like, the kind of stuff that gives you chills.
We try to inspire not only the inductees but their families and make them totally proud and make people proud of the country because a lot of that slipped away. And I'm trying to actually show, hey, it's still here.
Sure. And I think that is very, very important. You know, you have quite a list of inductees this year. And I don't know, would you like to read the list so that people know who's going to be there?
How about a surprise?
A surprise, okay.
I would appreciate it if you would come and actually see these people.
Sure, I agree. I mean, I just didn't know if you wanted to.
One I'd like to tell you about.
Okay.
Mr. Willoughby, Captain George M. Hodgson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's a World War II veteran, and he was actually in the invasion of Normandy.
Wow.
And he is a Bronze Star for Valor recipient. And what we're going to do is the General Gulf will actually pin his Bronze Star on him this year.
So has he had the Bronze Star, or he's going to receive the Bronze Star that he never had gotten?
That he's never got.
Why had he never gotten it, Kerry?
What they did, he was young, and when he was being discharged, he was wounded pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
And they took him out after the main invasion. The thing is, his discharge, it was listed, but he had never received the award formally, military or anything else. So we got wind of it. We went back to the archives, got his records, went back to the Army, the Department of Army, the award section, and
lo and behold, he had not gotten it, and he is still here to receive it.
That's it.
Is pretty awesome.
And he doesn't know that, so.
Okay, don't anybody tell him if you know him here. Don't tell, right? But that is going to be something that, that is one of the things about it. Having been to many of the ceremonies when you first opened the Veterans Center down there, you gave out some awards.
Yes, ma'am.
When you first had that, and I talked to both two or three of the gentlemen that you gave these awards to, and it just means the world to them.
We came up in Lawrence with our own lapel pin, mm-hmm, for Hall of Heroes inductees, and we did the same thing in Greenwood. And we give it with a certificate, and once they become members, I'm telling you, they're excited. They're proud.
They are. And I know that there is nothing like receiving this recognition, no matter how late it is. And in this one particularly coming up, there are quite a few Vietnam vets that are in this one.
Yes, ma'am. The thing is, a lot of these guys are, in certain cases, Vietnam veterans are sickly. So we try to help them right away, too. We try to get as many people from every era of service. But the main thing is we also look at people's age, their health, and that's how we determine who's going to be first, like this year or next year. That's the main thing there.
Sure. And you even will have some that posthumous,
yes, ma'am.
Done awards.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
There will be even some of that. So when you come to this ceremony, I tell you what, you may think you're doing this just to support your country or to support our community. But what you'll walk away with is a much better understanding of what those that have served have done for our country.
You know, I tell everybody every year at the end of the program, I said, it's really great that you've got that American flag on your car, that yellow ribbon that says we support the troops. My question is, how do you support the troops?
That's right. And, of course, that's going to lead into a whole discussion about what goes on down there at the Veterans Administration right here in Greenwood. And, of course, I want to ask Kerry about what he thinks about some of the veterans' issues that have been going on out there. So we are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery this afternoon. If you have a question for Kerry Bolt, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. And one of my loyal listeners called in and said, Ann, it's Hilton Dodgen, you nutcase. That's right. It is Hilton Dodgen. If you want to hear an excellent interview, go back and go to WCRS1450AM.net. Click on the list of guests that have been on WCRS. They're all alphabetized. Click on the name, and you can either watch the video or listen to the podcast. But it is great stories he told. So I hope you'll take the time to do that. And that's WCRS1450AM.net. But coming up this Sunday, we do want to make sure that you are there. Now, it is at the Lander Cultural Center there, the Josephine B. Abney Cultural Center. I tell you what, Carrie, last year was actually, although this is the third, this was the second one last year. Before that, you had it when you had the Hall of Heroes, the Vietnam Wall here.
Yes, ma'am.
So this was actually the first one that was held in an auditorium, and that place was packed.
I think they said there was about 650 people.
Yeah, that's pretty well capacity.
We need to double that this year.
Double that. Where will they stand or where will they sit?
We'll find someplace.
We'll find someplace. Well, it was very awesome. So I certainly hope you'll take the time. I know it's the middle of the summer, but you know the one thing about it, it'll be nice and cool in there. And you will really learn a lot. Plus, they have some great guests coming to speak. Now, Carrie, who is on the introduction? And let's see. Well, you're doing the introduction. Who is the guest speaker?
The guest speaker is actually Major Barry Ramey, but we also had Brigadier General Marie Goff. She called in and she said, "Hey, look, can I be there also?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." And the Major wanted to step back and let her be the guest speaker, and she said, "Nope, I'm there to support you." So that really means a lot. Plus, she's also a graduate of Lander.
That's right. And was she from 96? Yes? No?
I don't know that.
Okay. But she did graduate from Lander, so this is going to be a big, big part of it. Also, I love what Sandra Johnson and the girls of the Veterans of Foreign Wars do. Won't they be doing their table set up this year?
They do the setting of the POW table.
Right.
It's an awesome ceremony. Ladies Auxiliary, post 8131.
Mm-hmm.
They are awesome. I mean, they're very sincere what they do and very professional. I'm telling you, the public would really love to see it.
That's right. If you've never seen that ceremony, it is, and last year was one of the first times that I'd seen it in a long time. It really brought back a lot of memories of it. So please come to see that. Then they will have Amazing Grace is going to be sung by Tom Bishop.
Well, Tom Bishop, he's actually doing it.
He's not singing it?
No. No, that's right.
The video. I was surprised because I was like, I didn't know he sang. No, okay.
No. The main thing is he's the IT guy for Greenwood County,
mm-hmm.
and he's very professional. And we sit down for hours at a time, and we look at different parts of the program we can do on the screen.
Right.
And he's really great in helping us with our ceremony. One of the things I'd also like to tell you about is City Chief of Police Gerald Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be there helping me also do honoring veterans of EMS, fire, and police.
Wow.
So, matter of fact, he was there during the Vietnam Wall. And it's a good thing, too, because a lot of those young men and women, they do a dual role. So we have a little pin that we present each year to all of those who show up. And I thought, what a great guy.
He is.
Matter of fact, he's a Citadel graduate.
Yes, he is. I would have to say he's a very straight shooter. I've had him on the air before. He answers the questions, and he wants to do the best job that he can.
That's one of the most sincere people I've ever seen.
Absolutely. So this is what's going to be going on. They also will have the Lander University Faculty Brass Quintet. Is that right?
Playing? Yes, ma'am.
They'll do the National Anthem, and Lander University's ROTC will do the posting of the colors. So you don't want to miss this. And when you see the guys and gals, do we have any gals in this group?
Inductees?
Yes.
No, ma'am, not this year.
No, not this year. But when you see the guys coming across the stage, you know, you can just tell they are so proud. They sit a little taller if they're in a wheelchair. They walk a little taller when they're walking across the stage, don't they, Carrie?
Yes, ma'am. And please understand that this is not all World War II veterans. This is World War II, Vietnam, Korea. We've had one from Desert Storm this year.
That's right. Afghanistan.
Yep. So we try to throw in a mix of everything and just let people know, hey, look, you know, our country really is still at war.
We are still at war.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
We have a tendency because it doesn't directly affect us every day.
Well, you know, like I've heard it said before, you know, we're at the mall and they're at war. So sometimes
right.
I tend to believe that.
Yeah, that's true. You know, Carrie, one of the things that I know that you spend a lot of time on is going through files and looking through files. That's part of what you do over there at the Veterans Administration to try to get the guys and gals the benefits that they deserve.
Yes, ma'am. See, I'd like to make it clear that even though we are the local VA, we're not part of the mainstream of the federal side that drags their feet.
A lot of people have thought that. A lot of people have thought that, that when they take something to you, that it's just like taking it to the federal government and you're not going to get any satisfaction.
No. My thing is, I'm more like your legal representative. I take and get you started with your claim for either pension, compensation, or medical. Once that's initiated, if you're approved, fine. We help you further it if you need to. If you're satisfied, then like people with pensions, we have to look at their incomes. We do all the paperwork for you, because when I first got this job, I thought I was a man of the world until I actually sat down and started trying to just look at it for myself. Mm-hmm. And it's hard. So I have all the ladies in Greenwood and Lawrence. They're state and federally trained. They know exactly what to do for all those cases. And they're very professional how they deal with it. And for older people, it's hard to do all that paperwork. So we ask the families to bring in the basic information. I've got a program set up, Veterans Information Management System. And once we get the basic part of your discharge in, it pretty much fills in the blank. We help you with the medical side. We help you with the monetary side. And then if it goes to an appeal, we help you with the appellate portion.
Well, I know you have helped people who have actually been turned down by the VA for something. You've gone back through and combed the records to see what had been missing.
Yes, ma'am. That's what we do. We help them. We look at what they've been disapproved for, or people told them. We've got people from surrounding counties that they're told, well, you know, there's nothing we can do. Well, that's not so. There's always something can be done.
That's what you do. And you're actually paid by both of the counties, correct?
Yes, but let me make it perfectly clear.
Yes.
I get half a salary from each county.
Okay, but my point was that you're not a federal employee.
No.
No, okay. And they just decided to add Greenwood right over here to you, right?
This beat me to death.
Beat you to death, that's right. When I first met Kerry Bolt, he was in a little office right there at Park Plaza.
Broom closet, yes.
Yeah, broom closet. Yeah, I sat at your I sat across from you at your desk, and my knees touched the front of the desk. That's right. It was tight in there.
It was rough.
Yes. And, of course, now, of course, you have the big Veterans Administration building right there at the old library. Anybody that hasn't been there should really go, shouldn't they, Kerry, and see all that's happened.
They would be really shocked to see how it's transformed into not only the VA, you've got Lander Army ROTC, you've got downstairs the service organizations, Marine Corps League, VFW, DAV, Ladies Auxiliary, and Purple Heart Society. And then upstairs, there's also a museum, the Hall of Heroes, and the Great Room that we're going to expand on from there.
That's right. So if you haven't been there, now the Hall of Heroes is open on Wednesday afternoons. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
And what, the first weekend or the third weekend of every month, I think?
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
So you need to get by there and see it. It is, and it's a changing exhibit. Plus, when we come back after the news, we're going to talk about how if you have things that maybe meant a lot to you, but you just don't have the place to keep it, you want to make sure that it stays in good condition for perpetuity, you need to contact the Hall of Heroes and make sure those things are preserved and cherished, and so that everybody can see these things. It really has come a long way in a very short period of time, hasn't it, Kerry?
All I can say is I'm shocked, and if anybody knows how that building was, if they came in, they would be shocked also, because it's just totally transformed.
Yes, it is open, it is clean, it is beautiful. And upstairs, downstairs, you would not have believed that at one point was a library. I mean, and you actually got a lot of volunteer help to do this.
Everything in that building has been volunteer help, either by veterans or people from throughout the community. And it's still ongoing. So, I mean, this is not a burden to the taxpayer, this building. is rejuvenating itself via the people of this great county.
Absolutely. Well, we're also going to talk about some of the ways that you can participate to remember a loved one. So you keep it right here on WCRS. I'm Ann Eller. I am here with Kerry Bolt. He is the Veterans Affairs Officer for Greenwood and Lawrence County. We'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Mm-hmm. We are with Kerry Bolt. He is the Veterans Affairs Officer for Lawrence and for Greenwood. And he's been running around like a chicken with his head cut off, trying to get all these Hall of Heroes ready to go. I'm looking at the programs here, so that must mean it's done.
It'll be done Sunday evening.
Sunday evening, that's right.
The sad part about it is, the hard part, I guess you'd say, is you help a lot of the people get their shadow boxes together, which, you know, displays their awards and decoration. Well, you have to get certain little plaques and things for people that have helped you. You have to invite the guests, military equipment. Sequestration has really beat us up on the equipment side of the house, but through knowing people, we will have a Bradley fighting vehicle displayed this year.
Wow.
At both places, so.
That's pretty awesome.
That's better than nothing.
Yeah. I remember the very first one with the Vietnam Wall. You were going to have a flyover, and you had all this stuff going on.
We did. And then maybe in the future, things will go back to normal.
Yeah. Gracie, hey, settle down over there. Well, while we're talking about this is Saturday is the one in Lawrence. It's at 4 p.m., and it is the 10th anniversary celebration, Saturday, August 2nd. Now, where exactly is this one, Kerry?
Lawrence District 55 High School. If you take 252 off of 25, it'll run you to the front door.
Okay.
So there's no excuse.
No excuse. So if you'd like to be at that one, you know, of course they'd love to have you at both of them, but if you have some affiliation, shall we say, with Lawrence, that would be great to go to that one. That's on Saturday afternoon. And then on Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m., right there on the Lander campus at the Josephine B. Abney Cultural Center, this one will be at 3 p.m. on August 3rd. So make sure you put that on your calendar. I sure hope we have a huge, huge turnout to this event. But I did want to mention it. You will not be disappointed. You will learn things about some of the people that you may have never known, what they did, how they served. And I tell you, one of the best parts of it is the pictures that must be that Tom does, flashes them up on the screen when they were young.
That's it.
Yeah.
But when they get back on the stage and they see that picture up there of them, they're young again.
Yeah. But it is awesome to see some of them with half in the plane and half out. And, you know, they're just the pictures that you see in the history books. They have those pictures because they were the people that were serving the history of our country.
I'm telling you, it's surprising each year that each class that we do, you would just be amazed of the people and the things they've done. One more thing I wanted to tell you about also is a Saturday in Lawrence at 11 o'clock, we do a little small parade on Main Street. So
okay.
You're welcome to come to the parade and participate. And as long as you show something red, white, and blue or something military, we don't care. Be there.
All right. All right, Gracie. She wants to go to the parade, Kerry.
Okay. Well, that's
okay.
Good.
Okay. That's good. We'll see if we can have you at the parade. Gracie, sit down over there and be quiet. Come right over here. All right. Well, Kerry, I know that one of the things that you deal with and have dealt with is Gracie, come on. Sit down over here. I'm sorry, folks. Gracie's being a little crazy this afternoon. She went on my bank trip this afternoon and had too many treats, I think. All right. One of the things that has really bothered you was to hear the things that have been happening at the Veterans Administration. That is one of the things for sure.
Yes, ma'am. You know, it's terrible they let things go this awry, and they claimed that they're going to change.
Right.
And they said that the changes would be immediate, so let's just see.
Right.
If not, I would advise all veterans and their dependents to get on that phone, call their legislators, or call their congressman or senator.
That's right. You know, one of the things they say that it'll be on President Obama's desk by Friday, both the Congress and the Senate will have approved a bill. They're supposed to put, authorizing, $17 billion to allow them to be able to go to their own a doctor outside the VA. What do you think about that, Kerry?
Well, I think that's a good thing if they do it. My thing is this, for the years that I've been here in Greenwood, we've tried to outsource lots of things from Augusta or Dorn back here to like the cancer center. Because I'm thinking, if you got cancer,
why should you have to travel?
Yeah, I mean, what's the difference, you know? So now, you know, maybe a crazy guy like me, his idea was kind of smart. But that's the thing. We need to do more for veterans. We can't secure the border, so maybe we can do something for the veterans.
That would be nice. And it does not make sense to make somebody travel to Columbia or to Augusta when they have cancer and they're going to be sick. And we have a top-notch cancer center right here.
It just does not make any sense. Why? I mean, you're sick. So why make people travel hundreds of miles two ways? You know, it's just wrong.
It is just wrong. And there are, you know, just with Self Regional, all the offices and everything that they have here, it is a center, even though we don't have a veterans authorized center for them to go to as far as doctors and hospitals and everything.
Well, again, I think outsourcing is a smart thing. It really is. So let's just see if they really come through. But, you know, maybe I'm wrong in saying this, but America needs to start standing up for right things.
That's right.
And this is first and foremost, because these men and women through history have sacrificed a lot for this country. I don't really see how it can hurt to actually make
do
this
what's right.
That's correct.
Do what's right. And I was wrong on it. The $35 billion over 3 years to pay for the outside care at 26 new health facilities in 17 states and Puerto Rico. The only thing that bothers me, Kerry, is they're talking about adding new health centers. So that means they're going to add more dollars that it's going to take to do this. Wouldn't it be smarter to outsource and just pay vouchers to our veterans to get the care where they see fit?
You know, I can say one thing for the government. They constantly reinvent the wheel.
They constantly reinvent the wheel, okay.
Yeah, so you're right. I mean, why not just outsource, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense to me either. And, of course, these are things that they're working on right now. They are supposed to go out on recess on Friday.
But you know what?
What?
When they go out on recess, yeah, let me just get wild here.
Okay, go for it.
You know, those kids in Afghanistan, they don't get to go on recess.
No, they don't.
So.
And you were very lucky your son came back from Afghanistan.
That's correct.
Just a few months ago, wasn't it?
February. So that's the thing, you know. They might want to think about maybe hanging up there in Washington a little longer and maybe get back on the reinventing that wheel and think a little harder. Because, again, those kids are still there.
That's right. And they are still fighting. And, you know, just for the record, it looks to me like we could end up in some other areas, even though they say, not going to happen, we're not going to put boots on the ground. The way things are growing out there in the world.
Well, okay. Let's just, to help you on that right there.
Yes.
Let's look at Iraq.
Yes.
Is there boots back on there?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah.
We sent people over there to supervise, didn't we?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I sent special ops back there. And that's what I'm saying. Hey, America needs to start waking up and paying attention to who we vote for.
That's right. I couldn't agree with you more, Kerry. Hey, I'm here with Kerry Bolt. He is the Veterans Affairs Officer. And just for the record, those comments that you just heard, I'm not sure that somebody that worked for the federal government would be saying those. So, you know, he's a good guy. He can help you If you're frustrated with trying to work through the VA, why don't you talk to Kerry Bolt and his staff down there? You know, you have a great staff down there, Kerry.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I mean, they work hard. They're tireless. And you only beat them once a week, right?
I'm telling you. I'd use one belt a week.
One belt a week. Hey, we're just joking here. Hey, we'll be back in just a moment. Don't you go away.
Lay away. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know lay away every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. I'm right here, Sharp Facets Gallery. I'm here with the one and only Kerry Bolt. Mm. We are talking somewhat about what's going on in the VA. Mm. We know so many guys and gals, they get disillusioned. They think there is no fairness in our in the VA, that just because they didn't have a piece of paper, because they didn't have this place on the form filled in, that they are done. Well, I want to assure you, if there's a way to get you benefits or get you medical care, you need to go see Kerry Bolt and his staff. And that is here in Greenwood at the old library right there in Uptown Greenwood. Beautiful facility right there. Or over in Lawrence. Now, where are you at over in Lawrence?
Historical Courthouse.
Historical Courthouse. Okay. So go talk to them over there. Take what it is you have. Show them all the papers. You know what I hate is when somebody has other papers and they don't bring them all at once. They have an answer, and you think, oh, well, you never got an answer. Oh, yes, sir, I've got this other paper.
Yeah, or a lot of times they'll want you to help them and tell them what to do, but the thing is, it's like shooting in the dark.
Right.
So we have to tell them, hey, look, you know, please, if you'll go back, then we can help you with the rest of the story.
Right.
Because if we have to send back to the archives and the VA to get what you need, now I'm back at the mercy of the federal government.
Sure.
Okay, so you're talking sometimes 30 to 60 days to get what you had.
Right.
So we tell everybody that comes to our office, anything that we do, we tell them, anything you get in the mail, time you get it, you come to us immediately. Because a lot of those letters and forms they get have a 30 and 60 day suspense. And with the VA, if you miss a suspense, it is all over but the crying.
That's right. So don't hesitate to go see him, but also don't hesitate to take all your paperwork, make it easy on them so they can fly through this paperwork and get you the answers that you are looking for. So please do that. We also are talking about the Hall of Heroes. The ceremony here in Greenwood for 17 new members is Sunday, August 3rd at 3 p.m. at the Lander University Cultural Center. Over there in Lawrence, it is at 4 p.m. August 2nd at the high school, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Lawrence District 55 High School, and that morning at 11, a little small parade.
So that is going to be quite a day. That's this weekend.
Saturday and Sunday. Nothing to do.
Okay. And also, we want to talk a little bit about the pavers and the monuments and everything that is going on with the Hall of Heroes. This has been a labor of love to get this off the ground.
Yes, ma'am. The main thing is with the monument, we're trying to do the program Lawrence and Greenwood, but we'll discuss Greenwood. It would be in front of the Veterans Center,
mm-hmm.
and it'll have a main portion with the design. If anybody would like to see it, if they'll come by, we can show them aerial view, side view, every kind of view, and around it will be surrounded by pavers of different sizes.
And people can order the pavers.
That is correct.
Now, they're not really bricks. What are they?
Granite.
Granite. That's what I thought. They were granite. Now, who helped put that program together to put this all together?
Mr. Jim Dominick.
And Mr. Jim Dominick. And from the funeral home?
Blith?
Blith, yes.
Cliff Thomas.
Yes.
Cliff
Thomas. Didn't he help?
Inspirational.
Right. And got you down there. You went down to
Elberton
and looked at all this stuff and everything.
We really looked extensively, and I'm not a stone man, but after I got back, I'm pretty much a stone man. It's really a classy operation. It's run by Mr. Tom Oglesby, and it's one of the largest quarries and rock places in the country, and really elegant design that our committee came up with, because they brought three different designs of what we should get, and then we wound up picking something from each one to come out with the final draft. And it's a great thing, not only to honor the veterans of this county, but once it's there at the Vet Center, we're looking at making this one of the main tourist attractions
coming into the area. Coming into the area. Now, if I remember correctly, I think, is this the largest veteran center in the state?
Yes, ma'am, because you've got to understand, we're a one-stop shop. We've got education, a facility in the back.
Right.
We've got an ROTC program. We've got a vet center. We've got museums, Hall of Heroes, all the service organizations finally under a roof.
Right.
So we've got it all.
That's right. So you do need to check it out and check out the museum there. Now, we did want to talk, first off, if somebody would like to do a paver in granite, how do they go about it, Kerry?
They can stop at the VA Center when we're open,
mm-hmm.
and they can take and look at the different types, and they can purchase right there. And they can also stop in on Wednesdays when the museum's open, and they'll be glad to discuss and show them
all
the stones and everything.
Sure. Now, you'll also have, you're going to have flagpoles. Have those already been spoken for?
It'll be, no, ma'am, they have not. And that's why we're saying anybody who wants to be involved, and whether it be civilian or military, we don't care. Because, again, this monument represents this county and this state. But we're wanting everybody to be a part of it. But the main portion will be, it's almost a 30-foot platform with an eagle on it. Below that, it'll have six walls, separate pieces, and they'll represent all five branches of the service with the POW portion, and then there'll be the flagpoles.
And aren't you doing some benches too?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
we are.
Okay.
And so, like, if somebody came in and said, hey, I'd like to buy a bench in memory of, or our business wants to buy this bench, we're open.
Sure. So it's a great opportunity to be in on the ground floor of doing this. I certainly hope that that you will check that out at the Veterans Center. It really is the best place, because you can actually see the size that you're going to do small ones, and then you're going to do bigger pavers too.
Yes, ma'am. And the thing is, I'd like to ask anybody from the public to come in and just see, tour the place. If you have better ideas than what we have, we're open, because, again, this represents not only the veterans, but it represents this county.
That's right. So it is a, and the pictures of it when you got it versus what you got now are totally different, Kerry.
Night and day.
Night and day. So please, please, please make sure you go by. And if you haven't been there, go by. And great place to take the kids to see the museum when it's open, Wednesday afternoons and third weekend. Is it third weekend? I think it's the third weekend of every month. And if that Monday is a holiday on that third weekend, they're open on Mondays too.
If there's any organization, church, or anything that needs to come in, like on a off day,
mm-hmm.
if they'll make arrangements, I will be there.
That's right. So please do that. And a great place to take kids or a school group or Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, all of
let
these.
Let us know. We will open anytime.
So this is your museum right here to tell you about it. They also are able to catalog and keep things. And the other great thing is it's not going to be a static museum. The displays are going to change.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right. So that makes it another big plus, is that you could go in one time, go back 6 months later, and see totally different things.
If right now they came in, they'd be shocked just to see everything that's in there within, what do we say, 6-7 months they've
been
open?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And, of course, that leads me to my next part. If you have things that you would like to donate, that maybe you're moving to smaller quarters and you've treasured these things that belong to your relatives, family members, this would be an excellent place for them to be housed and to be appreciated by all the people in Greenwood and beyond. Correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. It is.
And they will catalog it. They'd love to have all the information so when it is on display that they can appropriately give credit where credit is due.
Yep. Time somebody brings something in, the committee, they have another computer system I've set up. They log in what's donated, came from who, and they want to know the history of it. And I'm telling you right now, the gentleman running the operation, I'm surprised they haven't moved in. That's how proud they are. And it couldn't have been done without Mrs. Carol Scales. She's a retired Navy nurse.
Yep.
She came in with the sword, and she led the charge. She is the woman.
Yes, she is. She is. And and the other thing I thought that was really great that they did, Carrie, they went around to all military museums across the state because they wanted to do the best job that they could.
And they did. And the thing is, they picked a lot of information up from different places. And all I can say is, please come see it and be impressed.
And we do need some bigger items out front and on top of the roof. I mean, I'm thinking a submarine. I'm thinking a tank. You know, I'm thinking some of these things, Carrie.
I'm thinking that maybe the tanks and stuff will actually be. You know, that submarine program, I'm working on that too. But
okay. All right. Well, I just wanted to throw that out there. But, you know, if you have some bigger items, they would love to have those items too. Hey, don't miss this Sunday, August 3rd at 3 p.m. at the Lander University Cultural Center. Carrie Bolt and your staff, you do an awesome job. And if you miss this, it's going to be something that the community will be talking about for weeks afterwards.
Well, I hope so. And I thank you for having us. And I really hope and pray everybody, if you're able to, please come.
That's right. You don't want to miss it. 3 p.m. this coming Sunday at the Lander University Cultural Center. That's going to do it for us. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye, Gracie.